The first reading is Psalm 2, verse 8. Ask of me, and I will make the nations your heritage, and the ends of the earth your possession. The second reading is from the Revelation to John, chapter 5, verse 9. And they sang a new song, saying, Worthy are you to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. This is the word of the Lord.
There are some of you who haven't yet worshipped in this new facility or here with us today, and there's some new faces, and this is a very, very special service. And one of the things that happened in 2009 at this service is we had a visiting missionary by the name of Morgan Jackson from Faith Comes by Hearing. And he inspired us, and he particularly inspired a number of you. And Aaron, I'm going to have you stand for a second. This is one of these friendships that has eternal consequences. Aaron's a member of Union Church. He's also the chairman of Faith Comes by Hearing for Singapore and Hong Kong. And it's been a joy to see what's developed. A number of you have supported Faith Comes. You can sit down now. Sorry, I didn't mean to embarrass you, but you're such a servant. I thought people should at least see your face. You do so much behind the scenes. The largest offering Union has ever taken was for Faith Comes by Hearing. We are thrilled to welcome back to Union Church Morgan Jackson.
That's too great. You know, you guys have become kind of like my second family. You know, whenever I come into Hong Kong, I feel like Union is my first and should be my last stop. And you know, it's not Thanksgiving weekend here in Hong Kong, but in the United States, we're preparing for Thanksgiving. And I have to say that my heart overflows with thanksgiving to Union Church and many of you who have been donating to the ministry of Faith Comes by Hearing. Last year when my father came, you honored him in a way that I have never seen or felt. And my father, for 50 years, has had a vision to see the nations hearing the word of God. Now, I don't know how that would have happened since we started in a school bus. My early years from 12 to 16, I lived in a school bus as we traveled as faith missionaries from the Navajos to the Hopis to the Hippies to a little place called Albuquerque, New Mexico. We started in Southern California. Why God chose not to start the mission in Southern California, I don't know. But we have come to love Albuquerque 45 years ago. We began to create a ministry that would bring the Word of God to all of the nations of the world. First in the United States, we recorded the Bible in English and started working. In America, 65% of American Christians have never read the New Testament. And so we began to say, well, will they listen? And we found out that if we put it in a drama form and on CDs, that people would do that. But what happened is very shortly thereafter, missionaries began to come to us very upset, and they said, what are you doing? You're recording the Bible for Americans who can read, and we are working in Haiti, and 90% of the people don't have the ability to read. We come back, and the Bibles are missing all the pages. And we say, where are the pages? And they say, well, Pastor, you told us man cannot live by bread alone. We can't read, so we tear a page out of the Bible every day, we put it in the soup, and we eat it. And we're like, I don't think that's what God was talking about. Nigeria, they buy four Bibles when they build a house, and when they pour the cement, they put the Bible in each one of the corners, because if you build your house on the Word of God, it won't fall. We began to discover that 50% of the world's population was illiterate and could not read. And so we were trying to figure out what to do. 70% live in oral cultures, much of them in Asia. And so we began to say, can we create a device like this, which is what we call a proclaimer? Many of you have seen this. It's just simple. It's got a solar panel, so people don't have to choose between batteries and food. If you don't see the sun, which I didn't in Singapore, you can crank it, it'll charge the batteries. The batteries recharge 3,000 times, so you can see or hear the whole New Testament 1,000 times. I've kind of got an informal agreement with God that if you listen to the whole New Testament 1,000 times, you can just go straight to heaven. If God argues with you, give him a call.
約瑟就起來，把小孩子和他母親往以色列地去，因為要害小孩子性命的人已經死了。約瑟就起來，把小孩子和他母親。
And they will condemn him to death and deliver him over to the Gentiles.
English.
Manya. Lalu ia berkata kepada.
Bahasa Malay.
并示警所有的男孩。
Now, in Cambodia, they prefer the smaller one because they can put it in the coat, they can take it on the fishing boat, it still has a solar panel. But you, in Union Church, have been providing the audio Bible to countries, China, Cambodia, North Korea, you, in the Philippines, and then you've also given us some free funding that you've just kind of let us choose where we wanted to provide some of the audio Bibles. And so I've been going around hearing the stories from the work you're doing. Now, in China, you have to remember, the church has grown so fast that there's only one pastor for every 20,000 people. Okay, so all of these churches in the rural areas have no pastor. They have no way to get the Word of God. And so what we do is we're providing these to the church leaders. Last year we trained 8,000 pastors and gave them these audio Bibles. And what they tell us is now, before, the people never could do more than just pray for each other because they didn't know the Bible. But now, because they're hearing the Word of God, when somebody suffers or goes through trouble, they will begin to quote stories and scriptures to them, telling them what the Bible says. And so people are able to hear the Word of God and encourage each other. They used to run after all of the different cults that were around because they didn't know what was true. Now they're being discipled. One of the biggest things that is happening is forgiveness. There's so much bitterness and forgiveness. Now, when we get down into North Korea, we have work that's going both with the churches in China and with the North Koreans in China. What you may not know that is in North Korea, right now there are about 100,000 Christians. 30,000 of them are in detainment or concentration camps, and they will be killed or starved to death in the next 3 to 6 months. The government fervently hunts for Christians. When they find them, they starve them to death or they kill them. And so Voice of the Martyrs has been working with us for the last 9 years. We've used some of your funds to be able to broadcast into North Korea the North Korean dialect of Korean. And so they hear it on shortwave radio. They say right now that 2 million people are listening in China or in North Korea. Then they take small players. None of these go in, because if the Korean government sees any of them, then they hunt the Christians down. Once they see something, they recognize. So they take from stores in China any kind of players, micro SD cards go in, and thousands of them have been for the last 9 years pouring in to North Korea. And workers that are going in are giving up their life to bring the Word of God. 34 of the workers that work directly with Voice of the Martyrs that have been carrying in the audio Bibles are dead today. They have been killed for their faith. And yet, we have a hard time with that. We're initially, when they asked us to record the Bible and provide these, we said, we can't do that. I don't think I can send people to their death. And their statement is, the people are going. They are going to die. They just want something to leave behind for those they have shared the gospel with. Now, in China, they actually use the audio Bibles for the human trafficking. So there are many North Korean women who, in desperation to find money for their families, will sell themselves to be able to work into China, but they're bought for $300, and then they're sold to a Chinese, somebody who can't find a wife or is disabled or for other purposes, and then they are taken to a village somewhere by their owner where they don't see or know anybody, they don't know the language, and they can't escape. They bring the audio Bible to them, and they say when they bring them, they told me a story of a woman. For 16 years, she had not heard North Korean, and when they put the player on her ears, she just sobbed, and she sobbed, and she sobbed. And for days, she listened. She came to Christ. She came to Christ. We've learned that we need to provide the Chinese man the Word of God as well, because previously, sometimes ministries were bringing the North Korean women out, but 16% of them kill themselves within the first 6 months. They have no hope. They're less than animals. They feel that God has forgotten them. But in this area, they teach them now that you're a Joseph. You come to faith in Christ. You've been in prison. But now minister where you've been planted. And so these women and their husbands come to Christ, and they actually begin to plant churches. They showed me a picture of the man who, having listened to the Bible himself in Mandarin, repented and asked his North Korean slave to become his wife. And after 16 years of owning, she became his wife, and they had a marriage ceremony, and they have a picture now that is now hung in the house to show that she is his wife, not his possession. And so they are planting churches in North Korea with the Bible and the Word of God that you've provided. But things are not always that easy. When we went into Cambodia, you guys are providing the Word of God. We've been providing these players throughout. One of the women that we've worked with, that you've provided the proclaimers for, has taken an island of 100,000. She was the only Christian. She was illiterate. But as she learned the Word of God, she began to start listening groups. We gave her one proclaimer. Then they found out she had 20 groups, so they gave her 20 proclaimers. Each of those were used in 10 to 20 places. So the next time we gave her 100 proclaimers. And over the years, she has received something like 500 proclaimers. Because on the island now, where there was only one Christian, they say 80,000 of the 100,000 are now Christians. But this year, because of jealousy and envy, that woman was killed by her own husband. Dumped in a well, accused of being running off with somebody else. And so we lost one of our great prophets. So the people that are serving us, that are doing the work of taking the Word of God to the world, are doing it at the cost of their lives. But in North Korea, they tell us, don't pray for us. Pray with us. Pray with us that we will be faithful to do what God has called us to do. Now, God has called us as a ministry to bring the Word of God to every single language of the world. Now, the disciples from the very beginning were told in Matthew 28, the Great Commission, I want you to go out and make disciples of all nations. Now, the word nations in that word is ethnos. The word ethnos means language, tribe, and people. So Jesus was telling us we have to make disciples of 7,140 languages, nations, because that's how many languages there are in the world. If you ever wondered why Christ hasn't returned yet, Matthew 24, where Jesus was discussing with his disciples, when was his return? When was the destruction of Israel? And he's talking about wars, rumors of wars, famines, persecution. He says the end is not yet. Matthew 24:14. He says, because the gospel of the kingdom must be preached to the whole world and to every nation, ethnos, language. Then the end will come. When will the end come? When the word of God is sent to every single language nation. Now, you and I are actually living in the first generation in the history of the world that will see the Great Commission fulfilled. Wycliffe Bible translators, Bible societies, and others have set it as a goal to start a translation in every single language of the world by the year 2025. And we are on track, which means by 2032, 2033, there will be enough scripture in every language that people can be discipled and reached. Now, I've got to say that initially, many of us don't get it. We think people should just learn Mandarin or English or French. And I think the disciples were the same way. When you look into Acts, right, they did not think that you and I should be a part of the kingdom of God. Peter, hungry, sitting up on the roof, has a sheet laid down in front of him. And on that sheet were animals, unclean animals, lizards, birds, and a word came to him, Peter, rise, kill and eat. And Peter says, no, nothing ever has unclean entered my mouth. I won't do it. Three times the sheet is let down. Three times he's told, Peter, kill and eat. Three times he says no, and three times the voice says, do not call unclean what I have called clean. Peter's trying to figure out what's going on, and right about that moment, a knock on the gate comes, and there's three men sent from Cornelius, a centurion, a Gentile. Hey, our master had a dream. An angel appeared to him. He said we were supposed to come get Peter, and he was going to tell us the good news. So Peter comes, right? He's out there. He's trying to look at him, and he would never go with a Gentile. He would never go into their house, but he's had this vision. So he goes with them, and they invite him in the house, and you can almost feel his uncomfortableness of saying, what am I doing in an unclean person's house, a Gentile's house, uncircumcised? They tell him the dream. You're supposed to tell us the good news. And so he does. He preaches the good news of Jesus Christ. And then without Jesus touching them, pow, the Holy Spirit falls on them. And they begin to speak in other tongues. And it had to happen that way, right? Because later on, the disciples call Jesus or Peter to task. They say, what are you doing? They all gather. We heard that you took the Bible to the Gentiles, to the unclean, the gospel. What are you doing? And he had to tell them the whole vision of the sheets coming down three times, Cornelius' dream. And he said, I preached to them, but I didn't touch them. I didn't touch them. The Holy Spirit fell on them. And they were amazed that you and I, the Gentiles, were to be included in the salvation of Jesus Christ, right? But from the beginning, that's what he wanted. Remember Acts 2, the Holy Spirit falls. I'd love to be in that upper room, 120 people, and yet it was so loud that thousands of people were hearing it throughout Jerusalem. They all came running saying, what is this? Because we are each hearing the wonders of God in our own native language. And it says there were Jews from every nation under the sun there. And it says later, cut to the heart, they asked Peter, what must we do? And Peter says, repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Your sins are forgiven and you will receive the promised Holy Spirit. So from the very beginning, it was there. And we hear in Revelation the same thing. Revelation 5:9. John sees a scroll that can't be opened. He's weeping because it can't be opened. And an elder says to him, no, don't weep, because the Lion of the tribe of Judah has overcome. And by his blood, later on the song says, by his blood he has ransomed men from every language, tribe, nation, people. And so he is worthy to open the scroll. Later he sees in Revelation 7:9 a whole crowd of people standing before the throne. And he says, where did these come from? Who are they? They came out of the great tribulation. And he said, I saw a multitude that could not be counted, people from every language, tribe, nation, tongue, and people. So God has chosen from the very beginning that you and I should be included in every language, tribe, and nation. But I have to say that I struggle with that sometimes. Especially in our ministry, the first 5 years, God tells you, I want you to record the Bible in every language. And in 5 years, we spent almost $1 million and we get five languages, one a year. The 7,140 languages, you're thinking, all right, God, this ain't going to be quick. 7,140 years, we'll get this job done. Right? Well, today we have 1,110 complete. So we start a new language literally every 2 days. So God has really, really blessed. But about 10 years ago, we were still in the midst. We were doing about 20 languages a year, fighting for every language. And one of these days, one of my staff came in, and they had two languages. We got two languages done in the same day. And I'm like, wow, hallelujah, wow, how did that happen? What are they? And one of them said, Telugu. Telugu of India, 60 million people. I could just feel the needle. I'm like, wow, we're getting there, you know. Then they bring the next one. I said, what is it? They said, Kakwa. And I said, what? Kakwa in Colombia. And I said, how many people? And they said, 300. And I said, say again, 300. And I'm like, what? And then they began to tell the story. The team had to go in the jungle. They almost got killed because the terrorists, you know, got them on the boat as they were coming out, threw them up. They were robbing them. The computer was in the mud. They thought the whole recording was going to be done, much less their life. And then they heard a boat coming one of the gunboats. And so the terrorists fled. But no boat ever showed up, just the noise. So our team escaped with their lives and with the audio recording. And so I'm going, this thing cost me more money than the other one. It took more time. It was dangerous. What are we doing? So it gave me a question. Why, God, do you want this done? So I began to look into the Kwakwa people. Who are they? Well, what I found is 50 years ago, two missionary ladies from the United States, single ladies, Lois and Marilyn, went from the U.S. to live among the Kwakwas. The Kwakwas were only 80 people at that time. They were slaves to the five Indian tribes around them. They were disease-ridden. There were only six children under the age of eight. They spent their time making a manioc root beer, getting drunk, beating each other, stealing from each other, and dying. And they were a people that were on their way to death. But these two women, Lois and Marilyn, started translating the Bible. They started bringing health to them. They started teaching them. And, you know, a small handful of the young men and women learned how to read. And when they translated sections of the scripture, they began to read it to the people. And these people began to accept Christ. They stopped their drunkenness. They stopped the beating. The diseases went away. And on the weekends, they began to have parties where they sang and danced before the Lord, did skits. And God changed them. Now, they had to move. Lois and Marilyn had to flee the jungles because the terrorists in Colombia, the narco traffickers, began to kill the missionaries. So Wycliffe missionaries were killed. So they had to live in some of the more important cities, and the Indians would have to come 4 or 5 days out by boat, by bus, to them, and they would translate scripture. It took 40 years. Now, there's no literacy back in the area. So Lois and Marilyn's dream was that someday the Bible would be recorded in a drama form and these would go back in. So 10 years ago, that's what happened. 10 years ago, Marilyn got these into the country. Ernie came the 5 days out by boat. He was the evangelist. He got these proclaimers. He took them back in. And now for the last 10 years, the Kwakwas every morning wake up and listen to the Bible. 2 months ago, I looked to see how many Kwakwa people there are. Today, there are 425 Kwakwa people. 60 of them are under the age of 8. But what I found out is the five master nations, that tribes that ruled them, have now been requesting them to come and share the gospel and teach them and disciple them, so that they, the Kwakwas, are so busy that oftentimes they're not in their own village, because they are the apostles, the pastors, the preachers, the teachers of the tribes that were their masters. And they have coordinated recordings in the five languages for their people, come out God proclaimers, and have proclaimers throughout the jungles. 2 months ago, I was reading Isaiah, and in Isaiah it says to Israel, I did not choose you because you were the most powerful. When I chose you, there were only 70 of you when you went into Egypt. And yet from those 70 slaves that went into Egypt came our Lord and Master, the Lord Jesus Christ. From the 80 Kwakwa people dying diseased, now are coming the pastors, the evangelists, and the missionaries that are bringing the gospel to the jungles of Colombia. You and I look at numbers. The last languages that God wants recorded, we are in a time where with your help, we can record the Bible in every language of the world by the year 2033. But we desperately need your help. And we need you not to look at the numbers. We need you not to say, oh, that's only 300 people. I want to fund a language of 10 million. Jesus chose 70 people, and from them came our Lord and Savior. And so I want to thank you guys for what you're doing. Now, around the world, the reason we know that Christ is going to be able to reach every language, tribe, and people is because of these. Most of you have downloaded the Bible Is app, right? If you haven't, Bible is an app that we provided, and on it, it has 1,356 languages, 1,110 audio Bibles, 1,400 Jesus films. So what happens is whenever I travel, I will be in my audio Bible, And I'm listening for accents, because in the United States, one out of four people in the United States speak a language other than English. And so what I do is I'll open the Bible is app up, and then I will go into it, and I will choose the country. I'll ask the person, hey, you have an accent. What country are you from? And they'll say, one of the people I tell is the story is one of the ladies that I was in, it was country, she was in Ethiopia. And I said, okay, Ethiopia. So I touched Ethiopia. I said, what language do you speak? Because we have 26. She said, Tigrinya. I chose Tigrinya. When I selected it, then I pushed play. So she began to listen to the Bible. And the minute she listened to it, she looks at me and she goes, la, 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 la. And I'm like, she continues to listen to it. She looks at me again. And I'm like, ah, what are you doing? Three times she does this. Everybody in the restaurant is trying to see what's happening at my table. I said, what are you doing? She said, I'm blessing you in Ethiopian. This is the most important day of my life. If they fire me, it's okay. And I said, honey, nobody has to hire you. Let me go over here. I go to share the app, touch share the app. I get her phone number, and immediately I send the app. She calls another waitress. She's from Indonesia. She speaks Javanese. So next year, Greg and some of the senior pastors of the city have come together, and they've just asked me recently, could we do a program in the United in Hong Kong? 7 years ago, we did the 40-day programs. Faith Comes Hearing provided all the MP3 CDs. Now we have an app. Can we provide an app, and can we all listen together through Luke and Acts? 1 to 2 chapters a day. But can we share? The whole message of Acts is the sharing of the Word of God. So could we take this app, which is shareable, and could we have each one of you take one of your WhatsApp groups or more and say, before the 40-day listening of Lent, say, hey, would you join me? Here's the link. Would you join me? Download Bible is. And would you join me in listening to Luke and Acts? And then every day as you listen, one of the pastors would send you a devotional, some information. You'd hit the link, but then you would be able to share with all your friends. What would happen in the city if all of us said every day I would share with once, or I would share with 40 people over that 40 days? Could we reach much of Hong Kong? And the fact is, because of the way the phone works, you can share it with any person in any language of the world. So God has made it possible through technology that the whole world can hear the Word of God. Amen. Thank you guys for your amazing generosity to the ministry of Faith Comes By Hearing. Blessings to you.